Greetings, this is Dave Gilmore, and this is Design Intelligence. I've been more and more conscious of how much I'm talking to myself these days. No, I'm not going crazy, a little stir crazy perhaps. I'm just becoming more aware of the me inside of me that's regularly talking to me. We're told that we talk to ourselves more than any other person, though most of this is happening inside, silent on the outside, but chattering, even shouting on the inside at times. We call this other voice self-talk. On any given day, we are self-talking most of our awake hours, and it still goes on while we're sleeping. Dreams are said to be the outcomes of subconscious thoughts, often triggered by self-talk. The question we need to be asking ourselves is about the nature of the content in these talks. Psychology Today stated that negative self-talk often does not reflect one's reality and can paralyze people into inaction and self-absorption. Over time, though, the negativity of a critical inner voice takes an emotional toll. How much negative self-talk is happening, or better put, are we allowing? Our fears so often kick in when we're threatened or unsure, generate a plethora of negative content that our self-talk adopts and broadcasts within our minds. Uncertainty, over an extended period of time, yields foundational doubts that start us questioning. As fear grows, so do the questions, until in some cases we start to question everything, forgetting what we truly know. We can grow used to rehearsing our fears to the point that we self-fulfill them in word and deed. So what do you know to be true? What certainties surround you every day? Such things as the certainty of the sun rising and setting is a known fact that never alters. And so it is with the economy. It rises and rises until, for any number of expected or unexpected reasons, it falls off a precipice into what we refer to as a crash. But as sure as it fell, it will rise again. In the case of our current COVID-19 pandemic, the rise in the economy is directly related to business and consumer confidence. When people, business owners and consumers, investors and financing entities, feel settled, they stride forward with confidence. Heads up, opportunity aware, and with varying degrees of innovation and inventiveness, each does its part to raise the economy through the simple means of commerce, that is, buying and selling. So, getting back to our topic, self-talk serves as a powerful and key role in economics. When allowed to broadcast consistent negatives, it diminishes sound reason and obscures opportunity awareness. When self-talk is optimistic and heads-up aware, it generates all forms and fashions of creativity, confidence, and positive momentum. When this occurs in mass, economies kick in, and high gear occurs, and everyone wins. So let's start to ask, what am I telling myself? Is it realistic? Is it true by any objective factor? Is it true in the heart of my heart? Is the volume of my self-talk more positive than negative? Well, what can I do to shift the balance of my self-talk to be authentically and actionably positive? Well, here's a few tips. Start each day with something positive. Read something uplifting, something humorous, perhaps something inspiring. If the news is mostly negative, turn it off. No need to start the day with negative. I'm not saying to avoid the news, but certainly don't start your day with negative. You're better than that. Number 3, feed yourself with creative content and activities that will generate new levels of positive self-talk. And number 4, turn all of this inside out so that what's going on inside can come to positive life on the outside. Such life is contagious, and you have the power to personally turn this entire thing around. I hope these messages are making a positive difference in your life and your firm's. Design Intelligence is here to support our family, our community of architecture and design, engineering and construction firms. Stay positive, as this too will pass, and we will be better coming through it. Until next time, this is Dave Gilmore, and this is Design Intelligence.